צהריים טובים רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת נוח. In the beginning of the parasha, the Torah tells us, ויהי נוח בן 500 שנה, ויולד נוח את שם, את חם ואת יפת. Noah was 500 years old when he gave birth to his three children. It wasn't all in the same year, but when he started giving birth to Shem, who was the Bechor, he was 500. Rashi HaKadosh on the spot quotes the Midrash. The Midrash asks, Amar Rabbi Yudan, מה טעמה, מה טעם, כל הדורות הולידו לקוף שנה, וזה לתו קוף. If you look throughout the Torah, all of the other people in the Torah that were mentioned thus far, at what ages approximately did they start giving birth? Approximately 100 years old. Noach was barren until 500 years old. What a tremendous tzar. Why was HaKadosh Baruch, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu single out Noach and delay him an extra 400 years than anybody else on the planet to start having children then? Says the Midrash, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Resha'im him, Yovdu Bamaim, Vera'a Letzadik Zeh, Im Tzadikim him, Atriach Alav La'asot Tevot Arbe, Kavash Et Ma'ayeno Ad 500 Shana, Kedeh Shelo Yefet HaGadol, Shebebanav, I'm sorry, Yefet was the Bechor, Ra'ui Le'onashin Lifnei HaMabul, Dikhtiv, Ki Anar Ben Me'a Shana Yamut, ראוי לעונש לעתיד וכן לפני מתן תורה. The Midrash quoted by Rashi says an interesting cheshbon, listen carefully. Hashem's cheshbon was like this. If Hashem wanted to spare Noach tzar, how so? If these children, if Noach would have given birth at 100 or approximately 100 like everybody else, by the time the Mabul came around, his children would be above 100 years old. Before Matan Torah, people were only liable for their actions for punishment from 100 and up. That was before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, what was the age? 13. Before Matan Torah, 100. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, Hashem's cheshbon was like this. If I let Noach give birth as usual, like everybody else, his children will be of age at the time of Mabul. At least Yefet HaGadol. If they're Resha'im, they're going to die, just like everybody else, and Noach's going to be mitzta'ir. And if they are tzaddikim, then what's he going to have to do? By the time the Mabul rolls around, they will have been married and they will have had a lot of children by then. Not everybody's going to fit in the same teva. And therefore what? I'm going to be matriach Noach to make a bunch of tevot that's also tzar. Therefore, in order to avoid both of these tzarot, or both of these tzarim, Hashem said, you know what? I will delay Noach from having children until 500 years old, so he doesn't have to have this predicament. Stop. You understand the Midrash? Good? Yeah.
No, as we know from the Teva, there are a lot of animals and people on the Teva.
Mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of people.
Not people.
There were nine people.
But there wasn't a lot of
Well, actually, eight people. I'm sorry.
There wasn't a lot of group, but then there wasn't a lot of group.
Correct. But every miracle has to be rooted in some semblance of teva. Has to be cloaked in teva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that at that point, if Noah's family would be so huge, he would not have brought them onto the same teva, and Noah would have to build a bunch, and therefore, he didn't want to do that. Asks Agon Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichot Musar, says, I don't understand what this is talking about. Do you know any greater pleasure for a father than protecting his children? What would a father not do to protect his children from anything, especially not from death? Do you think, how long was Noach building a teva for? Do you remember? 120 years it took him. So now, you don't think that if in order, let's say his children and his grandchildren were tzaddikim, you don't think it would have been a labor of love to build more tevot? 120 years is plenty of time. To build more tevot for his children and grandchildren to protect them from certain death? That he would complain about it? Mitztair? Let me ask, you're not parents yet, but when you will be, envision this for a second, or think about your parents. Do you think that there's any expense that they would spare, or any mountain that they wouldn't climb, or anything that they wouldn't do to protect you? Of course they would. They take a bullet for you. I would for my kids. So what kind of tzar? And what about not having children? The tzar of being barren, of infertility, is such a painful, painful tzar. For 400 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu subjected him to that so as to spare him some minuscule tzad of building more tevot during 120 years? How do you understand that? The Sichot Musar, Kedarko Bakodesh, leaves us with a legendary yesod in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Listen to this. When the son of the Shunammite passed away, Elisha Navi gave his stick to Gehazi, and he told him, go put my stick on his face, and what? He's going to be revived. He's going to come back to life. That didn't end up working. You know why? The Midrash in Yilkut Shimoni says that Gehazi, on the way to the house, he started mocking it. He started mocking. He asked people along the way, oh, you think a stick can be Mechayim Etim? A cane can be Mechayim Etim? And then by the time he got to the kid and he put it on, it didn't work. Until when? Elisha was Mechayed that child. How so? Lying down on top of him. But what do you see from here? That were it not for Gehazi's mockery, what would have happened if Gehazi would have actually gone and done what his master Elisha had told him, and he would have put the stick on his face, he would have came up. How does it work that an inanimate object like a stick can perform Tchiyat HaMetim? How does that work? Obviously, the stick has no supernatural powers. It's the koach, the mesirut nefesh of the person who held the stick. He infuses it into the stick itself, into that inanimate object, and then it's able to do nisim nifla'ot. You know what else we find? Interestingly, that the Har HaMoriah, Har HaBayit, was forever mitkadesh, was forever sanctified and chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the building place, the resting place of the Beit HaMikdash. What was the original act that sanctified Har HaBayit? Nope. Akedat Yitzchak. That happened on Har HaMoriah. Can I ask you a question? There were, but that was the... Watch this. Let me ask you a question. The Gemara tells us, based on the Pasuk in Parashat Yitro, Bimshoch HaYovel Hem Ya'alu Vahar, what's the halacha with the stones of Har Sinai nowadays? Are the stones of Har Sinai or walking up onto Har Sinai today Kodesh or Chol? Chol. Absolutely Chol. As soon as the shofar blew following Matan Torah, anybody could go up, you could take it, which means after... Now, what was greater? Matan Torah, or which was a greater revelation? Matan Torah or Akedat Yitzchak? Matan Torah Bevadai. So how come Akedat Yitzchak sanctified Har HaBayit forever, whereas Matan Torah did not sanctify Har Sinai forever? You ever ask yourself that question? Why? You know what the answer is? It has nothing to do necessarily... Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, but there was no Mesirut Nefesh on the part of Am Yisrael. Hashem did it. It wasn't through Mesirut Nefesh of Am Yisrael. Where, therefore what? The Kedusha came, and then as soon as Hashem's revelation left Har Sinai, Nigmar. Whereas by Akedat Yitzchak Rabotai, that act of selflessness, of Mesirut Nefesh, willing to sacrifice his son for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that would have followed, that infused an everlasting Kedusha. And that's what we hold. Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha L'Sha'ata, V'Kedusha L'Atid Lavo. Har HaBayit, even when the Beit HaMikdash does not rest on it, Har HaBayit retains its Kedusha, regardless, forever and ever. Why? Because of that Ma'aseh Shel Mesirut Nefesh. You can infuse even a piece of land, dirt, rocks, a mountain, with Kedusha as a result of Mesirut Nefesh. Listen carefully. Says the Sichot Musar. Apparently we say the same thing by the Teva as well. What about the Teva protected everybody inside because it was a boat? You don't think that there were other boats in the world at the time or other arks? You better believe that there were. What happened to them? They got wiped out. So what is it? What is it that saved everybody on board? It was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to build it, and Noach spit blood inside out, 120 years building it, trying to be machzir people b'tshuva, inside for an entire year, feeding the animals, getting injured, the mesirut nefesh, with every fiber of Noach's being into this teva, created that layer of protection around everybody around it. So much so that the Midrash says, interesting Midrash, do you know how tall was the etz, was the stick or the tree, the wood, that was used to hang Haman and his children? Hamishim Amma, right? We see in the Megillah, 50 Amot. What was the length of the Teva? 50 Amma. The Midrash says that the tree or the plank that was used to hang Haman, Bizman Mordechai Ve'Esther, was one of the planks of the Teva. You know that? Which means that the Hatzalah of Am Yisrael was so deeply embedded in this Teva that it was the gift that kept on giving, even by Haman. One plank from the Teva. That's what he... Whereas, if his children, even if they were tzaddikim, and they had to build their own Tevot, but they would not have necessarily invested the same amount of Mesirut Nefesh into the building of those Tevot as Noah would, they wouldn't have the same protective properties, and the people on board would perish. It's not just Hashem didn't want to be matriach Noah, but it wouldn't be able to save like this teva that Noah built was. And therefore Hashem wanted to get all of his family onto this teva that had those protective features. Can you imagine? Which means that the inanimate objects in our lives only gain kedusha, only gain the loftiness relative to the amount of Mesirut Nefesh that we infuse into any given object. You put Mesirut Nefesh in, it becomes Kodesh Kodashim forever. And if you don't, it doesn't. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned about, Rabotai. Even if they would have been tzaddikim, but the level of Mesirut Nefesh would have been different, the ending may not have been the same. That is the Yesod that we learn. It's a wonderful week being back. Nice to see everybody with renewed kochot. See you, Bezat Hashem, next week. Shabbat Shalom Borach. Take care.